Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CE Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And look who we have in the studio lounge in person, Zachary Churchill, award winner. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But you're also here on behalf of Chiva Credit Union. And how's the conference going for you, sir?
It's good to see you. Yeah, thank you. Excited to be back. Well, I always like, you know, Mike, you're a humble guy, but I think I'm here with the Tom Brokaw of the credit union space, the cracking interviewer.
If I could only talk like Tom Brokaw, then I would try it, but I cannot do that. So,
but conference has been great. I think I've been able to connect with a lot of really good people. We've been looking at our credit union. We're looking at a lot of technology solutions to make the lending process really easy, really quick for our members. Mm-hmm. And I've been finding some great options. I'm like super excited about how we can make sort of the whole experience quick and easy.
Yeah.
So got a lot of good ideas, things to bring back. It's been wonderful.
Yeah. So what is going on at Chiva these days as far as lending goes, or any other thing that you want to share that could benefit other credit unions perhaps? What are you guys doing out there?
Yeah, so one of the things we're focusing on, we're trying to build up a lot of our direct lending business to members. So we've done a lot of indirect loans, mm-hmm. but you know, we want to have a focus on serving the membership.
Okay.
And so we're really trying to be very tech savvy as a credit union, sort of leading in a lot of the technology space. And so what I'm looking at specifically is three pieces. I'm trying to figure out, how do we make it easy to apply with us? Sort of looking at that front end application process. How do we make it easy to get a quick yes, you know, instant approval?
Yeah.
And then what do we do to be able to verify docs, fund, and close a loan really quickly?
All
and
right.
So we've seen some exciting options in all those.
Okay.
Some honestly have blown my mind. I'm like,
really?
Oh my gosh. From a member perspective, this really could be a huge win for
really?
Us.
Really? Can you share? You don't have to name the company or whatever, but the process?
Yeah. So one of the application processes that I was looking at, you know, normally you apply for a loan, you got all this stuff to fill in.
Yeah.
Name, address, phone number, date of birth, social.
Yeah.
This one, I put in my phone number. Mm-hmm. I got a text with a little code to confirm, is this really your phone? I put in the last four of my social, and then the app was done. It brought up all the refinance opportunities.
Oh.
It had all the loans I have, credit cards, personal loan. It had my car, the exact year make model, the exact balance that I owe, the lender that I have with it, the interest rate that I'm paying. And I'm thinking, I put in my phone number and the last four of my social. You got everything.
In 10 seconds, you got everything. Wow.
I honestly, it was good because I got to live test it with my own personal information.
Yeah.
I was blown away.
That's
I was
impressive.
Like, from a member experience, this is what it needs to be like, not filling out pages of stuff.
Completely. Oh my gosh. Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
So we'll wait till a later date to see if you guys implement that. And if so, let me know and we'll have you on the show. I'd love to hear more about that. But anything else stand out for you for the conference? I know there have been a lot of great sessions here, a lot of keynotes and stuff. Anything else stand out for you besides the cool technology?
So one of the keynote speakers that I loved, the very first night, we had Chad Williams, a Navy SEAL, come and talk. And he was talking about, you know, his SEAL experience, but also giving us some leadership and business lessons. And one for me that it was a really good standout. He said, aim small, miss small. And I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And aiming small seems like a bad thing. Shouldn't I aim for large targets?
Yeah.
And what he was saying was having a very specific focused objective. So for him as a Navy SEAL, if he had to take down a bad guy, he didn't just aim for the bad guy. He said, I'm aiming for the third button down on the shirt.
Okay.
He said, if I aim small and I miss, it might be a little to the side, a little up, but I'm going to take out my target.
Okay, I got you.
And in that moment, I thought, I'm in a room with a Navy SEAL. I hope he doesn't have a target on me. Third button down.
No.
But a good principle to say, like, be very specific in what you want to accomplish. You know, if I say next year I want to grow loans by, you know, 10%, not just more loans, you know. And if I miss and I get 9, that's still really good.
Right.
You know, and so it was really interesting to hear a principle from a world that is not like Navy SEAL, is not like credit union lender.
No, not so much. Not so much. But there's some relatable things.
Absolutely.
Of course, especially on the leadership perspective. So I'm going to remember that one too. But I got a zipper, so I don't have to worry about any third button down. So, but anyway, I'm just kidding. All right, and you just got out of what was the session that you were just in? Because I think it was like standing room only in there. What was that one that you were just in?
Yeah, so Consumer Lending Roundtable, talking about a lot of good ideas, what people are doing specifically, you know, at different credit unions and challenges people are facing. And you're right, it was packed. I mean, the turnout is really high.
Yeah.
I think
for
the whole event, the turnout has been really high. I think a lot of folks have, you know, challenging times that got a lot of questions. But it was nice to hear what others are doing, some specifics. You know, like what are you doing with debt to income ratios? What are you doing with student loans coming back into repayment? People haven't been paying them for the last 3 years. How are you handling that? So some really good sort of examples.
I heard that's going to put another dent in the deposit debacle that's going on right now. So yeah, there's a lot on the table, I'm sure. All right, let's get to the second half of the interview here, because you are a Q's Emerge winner 2022, am I correct, sir?
That's right.
Last year.
It's been a year
so
now.
Yeah, so how's that going? I mean, is the paparazzi following you around still? You're dodging them every move you make?
So it's really funny. Somebody came up to me the other day, and you know, normally people just introduce themselves, and they said, "Are you 2022 Q's Emerge Business Case winner Zachary Church?"
Wow, that's impressive.
Well, just Zach is what I go by, but it was my celebrity sighting. It doesn't happen too often. So, okay, well, certainly something good came out of that, you know, building reputation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it was, the program was a wonderful experience. I think I've taken so much from that, you know, building the business cases, how do you really sell your ideas, and then, you know, coming on the heels of that the year, you know, being the Emerge winner, it's also helped to raise just, you know, my personal profile in the industry. The people are like, "Oh, I've heard of you. I've seen you. I know something about that." That's really been good for me professionally.
Yeah, and how? And speaking of professionally, I mean, how has it helped you in your career? I know it's only been a year. I mean, this contest has some big time legs, because it's going to help you out throughout your career, obviously, because of a lot of it, not only winning it, but the education part of it as well. So how has that stuff helped you out as well in getting to where you are right now?
Yeah, I think the education really, I mean, I think that's the heart of the program. And for me, you know, really being able, I have a lot of things that I want to do at the credit union, but often you have to bring in different stakeholders. You have to get them convinced. You know, I want to do it. Well, do all the other departments have the resources and the time to support that? Do they really want to invest, you know, into it? And so it's had me thinking differently about how do I get buy-in really early, thinking about the change management process. What do I need to do to get the right stakeholders at the table? And so I've had several initiatives where I've seen a lot more progress than maybe in the past. It would have been harder to get moving, or I'm like, oh, this went, and I got the support that I needed, and I could move things forward, which is, of course, what everybody wants to do in their career. But the program really teaching you and equipping you with the tools to do that, as opposed to, I'm trying my best, but maybe I don't know exactly how to go about this.
Yeah, the tools, that's key for sure. And were you involved with the 2023 program as well? Because I know a lot of alumnus come back and help out the current crop, and if so, how was that? How was
the
experience?
I wasn't involved this year. I had a little bit of a career shift, so I changed credit unions. I had a lot of new things going on, so I couldn't participate in this current year, but I'm really looking forward to the next time. I know I got to talk to some folks that were mentors in the program this year and got such good feedback about, one, participating, but two, then being able to come back and really share and help others and seeing it from a different perspective. Like, oh, I did this, but now helping others really be able to build their cases out. Yeah. So that's in the plans.
Okay,
I'm going to be back. You can't keep Zach away too long.
You can't keep him away for sure. Yeah, well, so we'll look forward to that, and so will the competitors look forward to that in 2025 as well. Because I every time I talk to the final five, like I talk to you guys, I always ask them, so how's the mentorship program going? How does talking to former winners or former competitors help out? And they say it's like night and day for them. So it really helps them out tremendously, not only in the competition, but I would think, in their careers as well, because I think they probably ask advice along the way.
I was very blessed. I got to work with Alex Zhu, who was a previous winner as well, and he gave me a lot of really good advice about how to think through your case, and that's somebody I still stay in contact with now.
Good deal.
Just again, building your sort of peer network and relationships. Everybody's here to help in the credit union space, which is a blessing.
Yeah, that's its own network. It's the Emerge program competitors,
Absolutely.
So you guys have a kind of a cool little group going on there. So yeah, good
most
stuff.
Definitely.
And it only benefits the industry big time. So not only does it benefit your career, it benefits the industry, I think, too. So,
right.
Anything else to add, sir, before I unleash you on the evening's festivities?
No, I just thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Oh my gosh,
I always love
yeah.
getting to see you. It's a great day when you get to meet.
Well, thank you. Likewise, I saw you here and went, oh my gosh, Zach is here. I get to see him in person this time. So it's always fun seeing you guys in person. So well done. Keep up the good work. And we're going to be watching and look forward to revisiting sometime soon. All
awesome.
Right?
Thank you so much.
Well done, sir.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.